This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government. Weapons of Class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge. All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed. Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours. Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes. Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
What's up, guys? It's Katie Hattenbach, and this is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what scary movies, obviously. It's a silly, ha-ha, goofy time. We shoot the shit. We have fun. We spoil. But either way, shit's about to get spooky.
Whoa. I'm spooked.
And you're probably like, who the heck is this? Where's this go? She's a hilarious comedian, and that's all she told me to say about her, but she's a really awesome person and very funny. It's Julia Lee.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Dude, thanks for coming on.
I'm so stoked.
I'm excited you're here. So are you a horror movie fan?
I am not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm low-key, like, kind of like a pussy.
And that's okay.
Yeah. I was, like, watching this. I was rewatching this, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, full of anxiety.
You're like, why did I do this?
No, I'm like, this is, and it's, I know it's not even scary.
Yeah.
The movie that we picked.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I also, okay, look, the reason I do this pod is for my friends who hate horror.
Really? Okay. Like, I feel less pressure now.
No, literally, it is about two people who are talking about a movie.
Yeah.
And my friends back home.
Yeah.
And other people who now tune in. Thank you. They are always like, oh, I wish I knew about this movie, but I'm, like, too scared to watch it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, comics, you know, we shoot the shit about it. We make fun of it. We kind of have, you know, and that's just it.
Okay. I feel safe here.
Yeah, you're now. Safe. Be safe.
Yeah.
Except in your house. I'm over there. Do you
like crawl from under my bed?
Honestly, it wouldn't be the first time I've crawled.
It's so scary.
Yeah. Tangent, and then we'll get to the other question I have for you. In college, I was in a shared dorm. Like, we had, like, it was like a dorm apartment. So like, huge dorm. It was big. And so there was two girls in one room and then two girls in the other. And I went and hid under my roommate's bed in the other bedroom.
Perfect.
And I grabbed her ankle. she screamed.
I used to do that with my mom, like, growing up. I would be in the closet, and then it would, like, not be, I would want it to be fun, but it was, like, not fun. She was like, okay, now I need to go, like decompress now.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is too much.
Yeah, this is too much, it's and too much. You're being too much.
You're like, But mom.
But it's a joke.
But it's funny. Haha.
But funny. Yeah.
What was the first movie to scare you, horror or not?
Oh, man. First movie to scare me?
Or like first,
I don't
like
think
mom.
I remember.
Because like for me, I was always freaked out by the Green Goblin in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He freaked me out.
Oh, he's scary.
Right?
Yeah, he's scary.
He's spooky. Like, and I'm like, oh, wait, maybe it's just Willem Dafoe.
He's awesome, though.
He's so awesome.
He's so awesome.
But he's so good at playing scary.
I know. And he's on his little, like hoverboard.
Yeah. He's on a hoverboard. You know what?
Yeah.
No, he's just.
Yeah.
Saying it as a hoverboard is actually making me
really
look in a completely
lame.
Different light. He's on his little loser hoverboard, scooting around.
He's like such a dork about it, too. He's like, let me go get
this teenage boy, Spider-Man. I'm a grown man.
Let me just, like, slide in the air on my hoverboard. I don't remember what
Maybe
my first, like, remember.
Well, there's just some
really bad memory.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll like think of one though.
Yeah, I'll love it, and you can come back, and then you can film it, and I'll just edit it in.
Yeah.
And then we'll go, wow, thank you so much for sharing that. That was like really good. Wow.
First scary movie. Holy shit.
Or even like your first scary movie, like do you remember the first one you watched?
No.
And that is okay. And that is okay.
And this is really perfect.
This is really perfect. Because I do just kind of put you on the spot with that. And it's like, I can't name a single movie sometimes.
Yeah, I can't name one right now.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard. No, it's okay.
Yeah. I'll name one recently that scared me. It's called The Quiet Place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's like not that scary either.
you're like, you know what's scary? Sounds.
Yeah, sounds.
Is it, you know what's, it's a little behind the scenes, okay? As we were walking up the stairs to the studio, Julia informed me that this is the first time she's spoken today.
Yeah.
Could it be because of The Quiet Place?
Yeah, I'm like nonverbal most of the days. And that's why The Quiet Place is like so spooky to me. Like, why are people making noise?
People make so much noise.
Yeah. Like, monsters should come after people who make noise.
Literally, shut up.
Like, shut the fuck up. Be quiet.
It's just like, you make.
Can we have a moment of silence and have that last a really long time?
It's just a thing of like the non-verbal noises that we make, like our body just makes naturally. You're fucked.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucked.
Yeah.
So, not a horror fan, but I gave you a list of horror movies to pick from.
Yeah.
Picked a handful, and I was like, ooh, I've always wanted to talk about The Purge. So we're talking The Purge today.
Hell yeah.
How would you explain The Purge to someone who has never seen it before?
Okay, The Purge is like the government wants there to be chaos and murder for one night of the year. And it's like the purpose of it is just to like eliminate like crime for the rest of the year. Crime and like, you know, homelessness and like, you know, anger and hatred. So everyone lives peacefully for the rest of the year except for one night. And then it's like legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything including murder is legal.
Yeah.
Which, okay. I'm going to start off by saying this. Why is the first thing murder? I'm thinking tax fraud. I'm thinking credit card fraud. I'm thinking I'm buying several trips to Europe for the next year. I'm like,
I know we're not thinking outside of the box here.
Yeah, I'm looting. Or you know what? You don't even need to loot because then you know, like the store owner. It would be like a Target.
Yeah, or like a Walmart.
Yeah,
or something. A Sephora.
Yeah. Something. But I, you know, they're big companies, so they might hire like private security type things to take you out.
Yeah.
So I'm doing things from the safety of my house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Online.
Yeah.
Over the phone. Fraud in other forms.
I am taking money. I'm like forging checks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Billions of dollars. I'm going
on Photoshop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am. Oh, what's Leonardo DiCaprio and Catch Me If You Can.
I don't know that one.
He forges checks. It's a great
movie. I'm getting a fake emotional support animal.
Yeah. I'm adopting all the dogs. I'm getting a new apartment.
I'm getting a cat. For free on the internet.
I'm getting all the credit cards, maxing out all of them, and then closing them immediately. And they can't do shit about it.
Yeah.
I have 24 hours.
Yeah. I'm calling my ex from a different number. See what she's up to.
Pranked.
Pranked.
Purge night.
Yeah.
Purge night, prank night.
Prank night.
We're fun at parties.
Yeah. We're thinking big here.
Like, literally, why aren't they, like,
I'm doing star 6-7.
6-9.
Fuck.
You just wanted to say 6-7.
Yeah.
6-7.
I'm 30 years old.
The first thing is murder. Like, why?
Yeah.
There's so many more things you could do, and they're not. You know what? I want to see the people who aren't participating.
Yeah.
And they're just doing other things on Purge Night.
They're just at home, like, on the internet.
You're like, oh, I'm sorry.
They're on Reddit.
Everybody wants to kill you.
Who would want to kill me?
Your ex.
Yeah, she could be mad at me.
Okay.
For some right? some things. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. Similar to the boyfriend in this movie, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, that was crazy.
He's like, okay, how much? What's the age gap?
I don't know. It's so, like, are we talking? Is he a pedophile?
Yeah, because the first time, so I watched this twice. I've seen this movie a handful of times, but yeah. To be honest, I prefer the sequel, Purge Anarchy. I think that's a better movie.
Oh, which one was that one?
That's the second one, where mm-hmm. it's people who aren't rich as shit.
Oh.
They end up going outside the house. So yeah. They can't be in their house anymore.
Oh my God. And that one was good.
Yeah. Because yeah.
They take it to the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it to the streets.
To the streets.
Instead of like, hey, feel bad for this rich white family.
I know. Who gives a fuck?
And also, they're like, this homeless guy. Okay. There's no fact that he is actually homeless.
Yeah.
They just assume.
Yeah.
They're just like, this homeless piece of shit.
Yeah, he's literally, he's just running around. He could just be some guy.
He got locked out. Yeah. Who knows what happened? Who knows yeah. what he was, maybe he was exercising his right to purge.
Yeah. And that's racism.
And that's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's the only person. No, he's not. There's two people of color.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Who's the other guy?
The other rich neighbor.
Oh, I don't remember him.
It's his wife. Remember when the neighbor comes in and she's like, cookies? And then the car pulls up and they go, you got some cookies.
Oh,
and it's the
yeah.
wife.
Oh my God, they're freaks.
Yeah, I was like, what's in those cookies? Why are you all like, you should eat them?
I know. We love these cookies.
They're so freaking good. Oh, I'd get my hands on them.
No one likes cookies that much.
I do.
Okay. My bad.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like a sweet treat.
I love a sweet treat. Yeah. Especially chocolate chip.
Whoa.
I fuck up a whole pan.
Oh, shit.
Cookie dough.
Oh my God.
That's my go-to.
Yeah. I haven't had a cookie in so long.
I fucking love a cookie.
Yeah.
You haven't had a cookie in so long. Are you okay?
No. And it's no. And we're, it's, yeah, no. It's and it's always no. If anyone asks, it's no.
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 Okay.
No.
I haven't had a cookie in, I don't know, how long? Bro.
Probably a long time.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I had a brownie on Sunday.
That's yummy.
Pretty good.
Was it a weed brownie?
No.
Huh?
Yeah.
Normal brownie?
Normal brownie.
Wow. One time I brought a normal brownie to a party because I didn't drink and I wanted to be able to stay awake. So I brought myself a snack and it's a college party.
Yeah.
I brought a brownie and they went, you brought just a normal brownie to a party? And I was like, yeah. Like not even a weed brownie. And I was like, no.
He's like, you're like, I need the sugar to stay awake and party.
And they were like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm like, I brought a snack. Okay.
BYOS.
You're gonna wish in about 20 minutes that you had it.
Yeah.
It's already been gone. I ate it.
Yeah.
I'm high on life, so yeah. I don't need to get
period
actually high. So, but Purge Night though, mm-hmm. would you participate?
No, absolutely not. No, I would be home and like
tax
like,
fraud.
Yeah, I would be doing like other stuff. I would be on the internet, just yeah. like I would just like be like fucking around at home.
Yeah,
yeah, just being like, hey, let's like pass the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do some prank calls.
Credit card fraud.
Yeah, let's call, like, some loved ones.
Yeah, let's...
Make sure they're okay.
It feels even more culturally relevant today than it did back then.
Yeah.
And it hit a different, like, string. Or, like, it's like a heartstring. Like, it hit different.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, the rich family. I was like, honestly, kill them all. I don't really give a shit.
I don't give a shit. Why do we care so much?
They're like, we're gonna kill you. I'm like, honestly, I've never wanted Ethan Hawke to die in a movie because I love Ethan Hawke. But I was like, fuck that bitch. Also, the kid, the little boy,
he stressed me out.
He was so Charlie
in that movie.
Okay, Charlie, the whole time it's like, mom,
get over here now,
mom. It's like, Charlie, what is it, Charlie?
Bitch, he's putting everyone in danger.
He's an idiot. He's 13 years old. Why is he checking his vitals, like, constantly?
Wait, what was he?
He's checking his vitals all the time. He's like, just so everyone knows my heart's okay. hey.
He's a sensitive boy.
No, but there's no, I was like, why is he doing that? Does he have a heart condition? That would have been.
He's like, that I'm a little bit anxious right now, Mom.
That would have been interesting. Okay. Yeah. They're rich, but he has a heart condition. Yeah. Maybe we feel a little bit bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I have anxiety and I'm rich. I don't care. I don't care. Fuck you, Charlie.
Yeah. Charlie.
You little shit. You're stupid. Your stupid remote control. Yeah. Timmy. What are you, Sid from Toy Story?
He is.
You glued? You okay, this is
he's
also
just like a, he's just like a little kid with like, he's like sensitive with like special interests.
Yeah.
He built a freaking creepy ass robot.
And his mom was like, that's really cool, honey. It's like a man does the bare minimum. He takes a tank and he glues a baby head to it. And his mom goes, that's really good, sweetie.
Yeah.
It's really good.
She was like, I really like that. I really like that you did that.
You're so different. You're so different.
Yeah.
In your, okay, mind you. Mm-hmm. I don't know what day of the week it is, if it was a school night.
Yeah.
Why are the kids in, like, button-down shirts? Is that how you tell people are rich?
Like, yeah, they're, like, dressed up at home.
Like, are...
yeah, rich people don't wear sweatpants.
They're so casual.
I don't think I've ever seen a rich person wear shorts.
Except Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Do you own comfy pants? It's like, no. This is my lounge dress shirt.
Yeah.
What? You can't drive.
Yeah. You're home. Who are you trying to look good for? Your parents?
That's weird. Yeah. That's some Freudian shit right there.
Yeah. Are you going on a date with your mom?
Okay,
you
Charlie.
Weirdo. Okay, Charlie.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay, go off.
Okay, whatever. And then you got Zoe's the sister's name. She's upstairs, absolutely just making out with her older boyfriend.
Cute
age old, gap boyfriend.
Yeah, age gap boyfriend.
Which then, how old is she? And how old is he?
I don't know. And the crazy part is just like the boyfriend thought that he would just like kill her dad, and then she'd be like make it go back to making out with him.
Yeah. I feel like if you're like, hey, we're in love,
maybe don't kill your parents.
Hot take. Hey, hot take.
Yeah. Hey, hot take.
Hot take. Maybe.
Yeah, those are your in-laws. Don't kill them.
Yeah. You want to get them to like you? Hey.
Hey.
Maybe sit down and have a conversation.
Maybe keep your hands to yourself.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe wait until she's 18.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that part. Maybe don't kill her dad and maybe wait until she's 18.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hot take.
I'll say it.
The first one ever.
Yeah.
That's... And you're always saying that.
And I've always said that.
All the time.
What's your biggest age gap relationship?
I've only been in two actual relationships, but dating-wise, I'd say 7 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, that doesn't feel like that bad of an age gap.
No. But if Zoe's, like, in high school.
Yeah, so the difference is like...
She's a kid. I'm assuming.
Yeah, if you have teen, you should not be dating a 20-year-old or like, you know, plus 20s. I feel like after you're 21, you can I would say 26 is when it's like 26 is like, okay, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Date whoever.
Yeah. If you are off your parents' health insurance.
Yes.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Truly, genuinely, and like no one should judge you. Yeah. You're fine. Under, you should date in your age gap.
Yeah.
But then, like, 21, you should not date younger. You should date older.
Yeah.
When I see 21-year-olds are like, oh, I'm dating, like, a 19-year-old. I'm like, teen.
Maybe don't do that.
Maybe teen. That's teen. That's teen.
Yeah.
But if you're, like, a 21-year-old dating, like, a 24-year-old, like, oh, that's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not, like, kill her dad over it.
Yeah.
You know?
Again. Men will do anything except have a conversation.
Yeah. Except communicate.
Literally.
Yeah. Just sit down and talk to her dad.
Feelings. Yeah. I need. I'd rather shoot somebody.
Yeah.
I can't express myself. Except to get in this girl's freaking pants.
Am I right?
I was going to work for a dab and he went, yes.
Yeah. I went like, m'lady.
M'lady. Oh my God. Yeah. Fucking Charlie. I just a bitch at every. I just want to punch everybody, especially also them.
I know. So frustrated and also so scared.
What made you scared? Just because of the home, the entering the home?
Just like, you know.
A white man outside?
No. Yeah, a white man outside, yeah.
And they're like swinging?
Just someone like ringing my doorbell. That like freaks me out.
You don't answer.
Yeah, I don't answer. Actually, in my home, both doorbells don't work.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm like, don't come over here.
Even if someone knocks?
If someone knocks, that's the only way
I hear them. Like my neighbor, yeah. Very sweet. Yeah. I have a gate in front of my door.
Yeah.
And I, like, was putting on sunscreen to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it open because I was like, oh, I'm, you know, it's the aerosol, you know, and
yeah.
Have it go outside a little bit. And my neighbor was there, and I was like, oh, hi. But I was like, oh, I don't want to talk to anybody. So I, like, half shut my door. And then he knocked on my door, and I was like, fuck, he saw me. Hi! How's it going?
I know.
And I was like, I just didn't want to talk to anybody.
I know, it's so hard to catch your neighbors, like going home. Like, you can tell, like, they're not in the mood, and, like, I also don't, like, want to say hi, but like, you kind of have to.
Yeah, just in case, you know?
Just in case.
But because you want to be polite.
Wait, just in case of what?
A home invasion.
Yeah.
Just in case of a home invasion. You want to keep saying hi. It's like, you know the thing of, like, you know, a school pew-pewer? Where you, you like, you want to be kind to everybody,
yeah,
just in case.
Right.
So it's the same thing with your neighbors. You want to be kind to them because, you know, if you're not take a bunch of money from them because you're selling them security systems, Ethan Hawke.
Right.
And you decide, I'm going to buy a boat with a garage. Did you catch that?
Wait, what?
I watched it. I watched The Purge again this morning.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, we've made so much money this season from selling these security systems for The Purge. We can buy a boat. Maybe even one with a garage. Who needs that? What does that even mean?
That just pissed me off.
What? For another boat or for a car? Why?
For a car boat.
One of those duck boats. Do you remember those?
No.
Did you ever go to the Wisconsin Dells?
Yes.
They have the duck boats.
Deep cut.
Wisconsin Dells. War Park Cube of the World. Yeah. So they have something called a duck boat.
Yeah.
It's basically a boat that has wheels that can drive on land, but it can also go in water. It's a duck boat.
Whoa.
Call it a duck.
Well, I don't know about those.
Yeah. Maybe they're having, you know what? Then you know what? I'm all for the garage.
I'm for the garage.
If it's a duck boat,
yeah, fuck it.
If it's a duck boat, fuck it.
I'm there.
A garage on a boat. Yeah.
I know. That was like, are we trying to like this family? He's like scrolling on his iPad looking for a boat with a garage. And I'm just like.
Yeah, it's the difference between like the sequel, The Purge Anarchy, and this one is, you know, the.
This one was like mostly just like, it's all about the family.
Yeah, it's like the rich people are stuck in the house versus like common day every American.
Out there.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Out there trying to survive. Like, that's more of an interesting story because that feels more real.
Yeah.
This is like, so if Charlie gets like his ass kicked, I'm not gonna, you know, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of someone breaking into your apartment?
Oh my God, I used to be.
Okay.
Yeah. I like, oh my God, I had like this weird, like, psychotic phase where I was like very paranoid. And, like, I just moved into my new place, and I put in, I ordered a new bolt from Amazon to, like, to, like, lock my door. So, like, even if you have, like, if you break in through the, like, knob or the key, like, you still can't open it because, like, there's something, like, I had, like, a paranoid phase. And then my landlord was like, hey, you're going to have to take that off. Like, we can't get in if, like, we need to. And I was like, okay. Yeah. Yeah. But not anymore. Not really.
You're like, if they come, they come.
Yeah, if they come, like, who's going to come? No one come, please. Please. Everyone.
Don't.
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 Are you scared of home invasion?
Sometimes. It's more like I'll hear a sound and I'll be like.
Yeah.
But it's like my walls are thin.
Yeah.
And like there's an apartment, another complex that's like right outside my window.
Yeah.
Is like their area. And I'll hear them at like odd hours of the night, like yeah. walking around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is the moment they're going to come in. Here we go. And I'm like, okay, whoa. What weapons do I have near me?
Uh-huh.
So
what I weapons have, do you have?
I have pepper spray, obviously, but I also, my mom likes to send me things. She's worried. A little Wisconsin girl moving to the big city. Meanwhile, Chicago, I think, was like way worse, but yeah. we weren't worried about me there, but worried about me now. Fine. Yeah. She'll send me like any type of sharp object.
Whoa.
Specifically if it's like a broken.
That's cute.
Yeah, but it'll, yeah, it sounds cute, but then it'll be yeah. like, here's a broken pair of kitchen scissors.
Whoa.
That are split in two. Yeah. But you can use them as a knife and stab people. Yeah. And I'm like,
hell yeah.
Okay. I'm like, Mom, hey, where am I supposed to put this?
Yeah.
So it's just in the back of my car, just in case. Yeah. I have one in the back of my car, one on the side door, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
But by my bed, it is a, my aunt gave me a, can opener.
Uh-huh.
She said, so you could stab people.
so if you need pasta sauce,
you can open
tomato
it,
sauce, if you need corn.
Also,
yeah.
stab somebody yeah. real quick. I'm like, yeah. okay, thanks. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Robin.
That's like wholesome.
It is. They're trying to be, you know,
mm-hmm.
protective and nice. Yeah. And but, you know, it's.
My dad does that. He sends me things like that, too.
What do you have anything like I think yeah. I should get a baseball bat, but
yeah,
I'm also like, those can be used against you.
Yeah.
I might get like,
they just like take it from you.
Put a yeah. sock on it. Yeah. The thing I want to get.
Wait, a sock on it?
Yeah. So they grab the sock and it's slippery. So then
then my God. Yeah.
Cause women have to think about this shit.
Yeah.
Never thought about this. Men.
Yeah.
And then I'll say my thing and go, sorry, I interrupted you. As I was like, I asked you a question. I was like, wait, I have more to say. I knew I had more to say. A harpoon gun. That's what I want to get.
It's a harpoon gun.
It's just a large.
Yeah, I'm going to get a bazooka. Yeah.
imagine someone racing in your apartment and you're just like, I got it. And then, or like a crossbow. I think a crossbow, actually.
That's insane.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
You're going to miss.
You roll up and you're just like, no, but just the sheer size of it. I'd be like, hey, I'm going to leave. What the fuck, lady? That's crazy.
Yeah, this person, I'm going to try somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm gonna go next door. You yeah. know what? You have a great night. Yeah. I apologize. Yeah.
Sorry
for the inconvenience, madam. I'm going to head out of here.
I'm going to just back on up.
Beep, 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 beep. Then he leaves, and then that's it.
Yeah.
And anyways, what would you, or what do you have? And then what would you
have?
Want?
All the weapons in case anyone is thinking about breaking into my apartment. I don't know. What do I have? I have a taser.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. I have a pepper spray. I have some sharp objects. Yeah. I have my fists.
Got these guns.
Yeah.
I have a ghost. Guns.
Yeah.
So.
You have a ghost?
I have a ghost. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a cat, which I think like made me feel a lot safer because I'm just like, because I'm like, okay, if my cat's not freaking out, like then like I have nothing to worry about.
Yeah. When I had my bunny, I was like, if I die, you're going to be so just like, whatever.
What?
They're not like attack animals.
I know, but like whenever like, but my cat's really skittish. So if there's someone like near, like walking around my apartment, yeah. she'll be listening and she'll yeah. be alert. So I know when someone is like around before like I can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, if she's like sleeping, she's chill, then I'm chilling.
Yeah. My yeah. bunny, he would yeah. just zoom around the room just randomly. So
yeah.
I'm like, I'm fucked.
Yeah. That's your first line of defense.
You could kick that thing. He's gonna give himself a heart attack.
Oh no.
Just from his own shadow.
Yeah.
And that's, you know what?
Yeah.
That's part of the fun. Me too. Honestly, yeah. me too.
Yeah.
I think one of the first rules of a home invasion is remember it's your
let's break it down.
No, it's like it's your house, it's yeah. not theirs.
Uh-huh.
Keep the lights off because you know yeah. the layout, they don't.
Yeah.
Even the family in The Purge.
Yeah.
This is their own house. Now, it is a fucking labyrinth.
Yeah.
How do you lose somebody in your own house?
I know.
You've never played hide and seek. Clearly, they haven't, because they have the new VR, basically, in sunglasses. Okay, Charlie, whatever.
Yeah.
Stupid little bitch kid. Yeah.
They're not playing around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
Wait,
you,
that is so crazy.
They lost him.
You'll know all the spots.
They're like, we can't find him.
Yeah.
What do you mean you can?
There's like two places you can hide.
You're telling me your house is that big
that
you don't know where he is?
Yeah. This would also never work with like someone that isn't wealthy. No one could like go into my apartment and get lost. And I'll be like, oh, where is he?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He hid in the other closet. Yeah. I couldn't find him.
He hid in the other room, the one other room.
Shoot.
Shoot. There's 500 square feet that he could be.
He hid in another corner. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. His eyes were closed. I don't know. I just, he hid behind a plant. I couldn't see him. He blended in so well.
Yeah.
It's like.
What? He's just like laying on the floor right there.
Yeah, this movie would not work.
Blending it with the floor.
This movie would not freaking work.
I know.
I just didn't feel bad for the family at all.
I know, and I feel like most scary movies, like that's the whole like emotional thing of it all. It's like a family that you like really want to stay safe.
And I'm like,
this one, it's like they don't seem like they really like each other either.
They don't.
Yeah, like you like,
hey kids, tell me about your day.
Like, fuck off.
I'd rather do anything else.
Yeah, I want to make out with my boyfriend.
He was like 50. I love him.
Fuck off, dad. Yeah, so it's like not like pulling on me.
Yeah, again, if the kid, I'm just thinking about this now.
Yeah.
He's checking his vitals. If he had some type of heart condition or something.
Yeah, then
the
I'd
anxiety,
be like,
that's
yeah.
why they're protecting him so much. Now they're just coddling him and they prefer him over Zoe.
Yeah, Zoe was like on her own.
Leave Zoe alone. She kept being like, where does she keep running off to? She just kept leaving.
She's like, I'm going to go.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Where?
Why did they all split up too? Why did he give Charlie a gun?
Charlie, you know what to do.
Yeah.
Lock the door.
Yeah.
Kill yourself.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Please. You know what to do.
Your vitals. Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. No, because they showed his watch at one point going up. And I was like, what is the significance of showing us his heart rate?
I don't know. He's just like a little nervous.
He carries around like a stand-up notebook in his pocket.
Really? I missed that part.
He's at the dinner table. He's like, oh, it's 98. It's a little bit higher, but there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah. He's just tracking. Something to do.
We should start doing that.
Yeah, I know.
We should start doing that. I expect you to send me a text and be like, hey, we're all good today.
Yeah.
There's nothing to worry about.
Yeah. 98. She'll know what that means.
I'll be like, what? Yeah. One day I'm drunk as hell and I'll be like,
okay.
Is this me?
Luck.
Who is this?
Yeah.
New phone? Who dis?
Yeah.
Not me. It did get bloody.
I know.
Especially it went like crazy when.
Stabbed. Or before that?
Before that too with, is it Henry? No, what's the. No. I'm looking up at IMDb. Do you know what the man's name is that. Charlie helps when he like takes down the security system when he's like when the guy's asking for help, the quote unquote homeless guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what his character name is?
Mm-mm.
Bloody Stranger.
He was in like a lot of the movie too.
He was. Yeah. The fact that he had no name. Yeah. I mean, I guess the leader of the rich frat boys.
Yeah.
His name is Polite Leader.
Yeah. He's like, we're very educated. I was like, okay, go off.
Not with that hairline.
Yeah,
what
not
you
with
doing?
That hairline. Yeah, it's giving fifth year.
It's giving you should be dating the daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeet. Gross. He's, and like the fact that I, the Purge, that they're like, we're going to wear masks when we go out.
I'm, do you, what would be your plan with, like, would you purge?
Tax fraud.
Right. Yeah. Are you getting an emotional support animal license?
I'm doing like practical things that are like beneficial to me.
You're doing admin.
I'm doing admin stuff.
Yeah, I'm signing up for health insurance.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. But I'm buying it like year right now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the weed. I'm stealing. Yeah. Okay. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't purge like murder. I don't. Which also. Do you know how the director came up with this movie?
No.
Road Rage.
he was inspired by Road Rage.
What if just for one day I could kill that person?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Now, okay, look. I've had Road Rage myself.
Yeah.
I experienced some.
He's like, what if we went on a killing spree to cleanse our souls?
And he said that in real life. Yeah. And he was like, wait, we should do it. We shot that in the movie. Yeah.
That's insane.
That's, I don't think, now look, I've been like, fuck you. I hate you.
Yeah.
I've never been like, hey, get fucked and die, bitch.
No.
Never said that.
That's someone's son or daughter.
Yeah. I do usually try to compliment or insult sandwich.
Really?
So I've been trying to do that because otherwise it gets really bad.
Really? Rage. Yeah. You compliment someone that, like...
So I'll be like, because sometimes I'll be like, fuck you, piece of shit. And then I'll be like, you know what? We're all driving. Have a good day. Be safe. But you're a dumb fucking cunt.
So, it's insult sandwich. It was insult.
Or compliment sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah.
Either one. Yeah. Is he white?
He's got to be.
I feel like he is. Let's check. James. Okay, James. Yep. He white.
I feel like people have road rage towards me. I'm like chilling when I'm driving.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like not paying attention to the road. And someone's like, please pay attention to the road. We need you to do that.
I'm like, no, okay. I'm literally hanging.
I'm literally hanging out.
I'm just a girl.
Charlie needs to get his shit together.
Charlie
needs to get real.
At this point, I don't know how long the Purge has been going on. It's probably been going on his entire life.
Yeah.
Charlie,
we need you to lock in.
Either lock in or go the fuck outside. Yeah. You are no longer my son. Get out. Also, politically with this family, it's like they voted for a certain somebody and they're like, yeah, we support him, but like we're not gonna like do anything about it, but we're just gonna, you know, benefit ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll support it. But yeah, we're like actually good people, but like we support it from afar.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, no, we
support everyone's right to purge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we're going to be safe over here.
But also, as soon as it affects us, wait, why are you doing this?
Yeah. Not very good. Don't like that.
Someone made an oopsie. Ethan Hawke, it's time. Time to die.
Yeah. How do people, like, stay safe without the security system? Because, like... Realistically, I can't, like, be home, right? People would, like, smash my windows. I can't, like...
Okay, you know what I would do?
What?
I think I would try and at least get insurance for all of my, like, electronics and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I would...
You're so practical.
I'm a Capricorn.
Yeah, literally, that's so crazy. I'm going to get insurance for my electronics.
And everything, right? And then... Okay. And then... So I'm gonna get insurance for everything that's like worth something.
Yeah.
Maybe put it in a storage unit.
Storage unit. We're gonna go to what's the storage unit called? The orange one.
I can see the writing.
I know.
It's like Unleashed. It's not that.
Yeah.
Though. What the fuck is it called? That's so funny.
Public storage.
So well, like one of those.
First order of business for the Purge is you're going to take all your electronics to public
and
storage.
That work, and then lock it, like triple lock it, whatever. Yeah. That's actually a good thing to purge.
Yeah.
Go through public storage units.
And it's just like, People aren't putting their electronics in there, probably. Yeah, it's probably like their mattress or something.
Yeah, but you know, you gotta get one that's like collectibles. I know. And you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Okay, that's one of step one. Okay,
grabbing those. And then I'm going to Europe for a. Yeah. I'm getting on a plane and getting out of there.
Yeah, I'm getting the. I'm going to Mexico.
Wait, what about the people on planes? Could you just crash a plane? On purge night?
If it's U.S., like, above the U.S., like, soil.
Yeah, could if you're a pilot, couldn't you just, like... Oh, my
God. I guess so. Yeah. But then they would also, like, kind of die, too.
Yeah, but it's, like...
Yeah. I guess if they wanted to.
Cause chaos.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm sorry. That's where my brain initially went. It was going to go somewhere else, but you saw where I stopped.
Yeah.
9/11.
So you would, okay, you would protect your electronics and then go to Europe. That's crazy. I think I have like one Mac computer.
Okay.
And like, I have a coffee machine.
I have a lot of DVDs.
Yeah.
I'm worried they'll be stealing.
Yeah, I hope no one makes a latte.
I have a lot of collectibles.
Yeah.
What about my Groovy Girl poster? If they fucking get that, I'm going to
punch them. It's very Capricorn of you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that's what I would do. I think that's the way to do it. It's just, you know, I just would get out of there.
Yeah.
But then they can't do tax fraud. Well, I guess because I'm still technically, I can get a different. Yeah, so I could still be there.
Yeah.
Online.
You would do tax fraud? What does that even mean?
I don't know. Actually, no. I think it's also not even tax season. I probably at that time, so it's like,
yeah,
no, probably credit card fraud was what I would do, yeah, allegedly.
Yeah,
just in case
you'd buy like a bunch of like electronics.
Yeah, I'd buy like whatever I needed for like the year and be like, okay, let me stock up.
Yeah,
on like clothes,
paper towels,
clothes.
Yeah,
like, again, practical things, but also like, you know, things I want.
Yeah.
I buy like
DVDs.
DVDs.
Throw blankets.
Everything from eBay.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa, this eBay sold out. Yeah. How is the entire eBay sold out?
Yeah. She's getting ready for the year.
Dude. They're like, wow, I got paid. And it's like, yeah, you'll get paid from the government. I'm going to, it's the government. And it's like, dude, I have a plan. Everyone's like, everyone's murder this, murder that.
Buy some clothes.
Buy some stuff. What about for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to end this person's life. What about
doing something nice for yourself?
I'm going to, you know what nobody's purging?
What?
A flower shop.
Yeah, no one is. And why aren't people purging? Why aren't people stealing flowers? No one thinks about that.
We didn't get all the flowers.
Yeah.
You come over to my apartment. Like, how was your purge night?
I got some bouquets.
Was it productive? You're like, Jesus Christ.
Just got some chrysanthemums.
Lined with flowers, everything. You're like,
that's kind of cute and right? Wholesome. Yeah.
Just like,
they'll be dead in like a week.
You could go to the animal shelters and just release. No, don't release them because then the bad people are going to kill them. Oh my God.
And I don't think animals are like being like locked up in the animal shelter. It's like not a zoo. Yeah.
Go to the zoo.
Yeah.
No one's purging at the zoo.
Them.
Go to the zoo. Go to the zoo and release all the animals.
Yeah.
That might also be what I would, I might do that.
Yeah.
And release all the zoo animals.
Yeah. That'd be a pretty good plan.
Goes absolutely ballistic. What would, okay. But if you were to not just stay home.
Yeah.
And buy another cat.
And buy another, oh God. Buy another cat. What would I do? I think I would just, like, go travel to, like, I think I would go across the border and just, like, go to the beach, chill out, and just, like, make sure that, like, my loved ones and my exes are okay.
Yeah.
That's so nice. Break no contact.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, I gotta bring my whole family with me, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
You know what? I'll use the year prior to prep for the next purge, and I'll buy a trip for that time.
for like, so my whole practical. You are planning ahead.
I'd be like
buying tickets the night before and be like, oh shit, there's no more flights. And then I'd figure it out.
You have to fly.
If I had to stay, I think to like protect myself, I would go to like a roof, like a really tall place.
And jump.
No. Yeah, kill myself.
Like, yeah. Fuck. We wanted to get her first. Shoot. Not again.
Yeah, someone like breaks it onto the roof and I'm like, nah, me first. I'm gonna do it first.
You just go, wee, trust fall. Yeah, trust fall. Trust fall. Don't.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going up under a roof.
Yeah, and probably like hang out with some friends and just hope like nothing bad happens.
Yeah, get real quiet. Yeah.
Yeah. You look at the stars, go like stargazing.
Yeah, but.
If you go to like Joshua Tree, I feel like no one's gonna be like.
But then you have like the one crazy group that's
That's
like, we're gonna Mad Max this.
I know.
They're like covered in blood and like. It's,
but I feel like everyone like in like they're gonna be on mushrooms. They're gonna be like very peaceful. They're gonna be like one. We're all one. Like people are not gonna want to commit crime.
I've never been on shrooms, so I don't know the.
Yeah.
You don't feel like you want to kill people on
not
shrooms.
At all.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that does not cross my mind.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I
would go to maybe like Ojai. Maybe that like seems like a pretty like people are like peaceful. I don't know. Like be around some hippies.
Okay.
Yeah. Like be around some people who like, you know, do ayahuasca. Like probably like they're not gonna like wanna kill people.
You know what I would do?
What?
I would have if I was going to.
Yeah.
This is my plan. This is what I would do. Allegedly. I would have a boat in the middle of a lake.
Yeah.
Okay. But it would be a decoy boat.
Okay.
And would merge people with other boats come around.
But can they do that? Because it's not like on U.S. soil. It's in the ocean.
Well, if it's like a lake or something. I don't know.
Okay. You're gonna be on a lake? That's so dangerous.
No, it's not. I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not in the boat, first of all.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
There is a bunch of in the boat. Okay.
Explosives?
So, yeah. So when somebody comes up to it.
Oh, that's dark.
And then they just
That's like kind of psychotic.
But I like the Europe thing better.
Yeah.
Probably would participate.
Yeah, they like blow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if they were like seeking like safety?
It's like, I'm talking like, it's not like a big boat. It's like alone, but it looks like there's people. Like, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Where like the two pirates are like, we're girls and we're gonna go on this tiny like rowboat. It's gonna look like that.
Oh. You're gonna be on a lake?
I'm not. I'm gonna be near the lake.
Okay. You're gonna be in Wisconsin?
Probably not.
During the Purge?
Oh, this is like a fucking nightmare. They got a lot of guns there.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was my first thought.
Just a decoy boat.
Decoy boat.
That blows up.
I'm thinking like, Charlie, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm
like, I'm going to go to a roof. I'm going to go to a very high
altitude. You know what? That's a nice thing to do also. Go to the top of a mountain.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to come. I think they're doing a poetry night.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go to anywhere really high.
Yeah.
Who's hiking during the Purge?
I don't know.
Some freak. Runyon Canyon during the Purge?
Probably empty.
Dude, hills, no one's gonna fucking run after you.
Yeah.
This is the time.
Yeah.
This is the time. Dude, I think we're onto something.
I think we're gonna go, let's go hike during the Purge.
Did I really say I'd blow up a boat? I'm so sorry. Speaking of real and raw, the dad dies. Oop.
Wait, which one? Oh, Kevin. My God.
Not Kevin. I keep wanting to say he's Kevin Bacon. Ethan Hawke. Little Ethan. Ethan Hawke.
And I feel like they didn't really, like, make a big deal out of it.
They didn't. They were like, oh, thank God he died.
Yeah.
And.
Like, the boyfriend shouldn't even have, like, shot at him.
He shouldn't have shot at him, but he. So it was this home invasion movie has like four different types of home invasions.
Yeah.
You have the boyfriend. You have,
oh my God.
You have bloody stranger.
Yeah.
You have the people, the, you know, the polite purgers coming in, and then you have the neighbors at the end.
Oh my God.
So it's four, and you keep thinking, oh, it's just these people. It's just people. It's like, oh no, there's one more. There's one more.
Yeah.
And I love in the end how, you know, they kind of, the family does kind of clean house with the purgers. They're like, we're done. You know, I keep wanting to call her Beth. Zoe, pew, 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 at the polite guy. He's dead. That's literally his name, by the way, polite guy. So I'm not just saying that. He's polite purge guy. That's his literal name in the script. And then the neighbors come and they're like, yeah, we killed everybody for you. And she's like, thank you so much. Thank you. Literally. And they're like, oh, no, because you're ours. Get up, bitch.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. She's like, what?
You are building a new addition to your giant fucking house. You're buying a boat. What?
And she's like, we hated you this whole time.
She's like, I spit in your cookies, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, not the cookies.
And she's like, no.
It's like, no!
No!
Shoot, this sucks!
Yeah.
And then she, they're like, we're going to kill your kids first and then you. And the line that creeped me out a little bit is, I mean, the whole thing is creepy, but when the one neighbor, she goes, it's time for you to quiet down to the mom. And I was like, as in kill her?
Yeah.
That's a crazy way to say we're going to kill you.
Silent.
We're going to make you quiet down.
Yeah.
Like that's like a different.
It's kind of bone chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I like that word. Okay. I was like, I like, okay. Yeah. Okay. Script.
Yeah.
That one part. Yay. Everything else. Thank you. So we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Is there any final thoughts?
I
guess I was saying this is that the mom finally got the balls to have a backbone. Mm-hmm. And after a bloody stranger, helps
okay, the
her,
mom low key was like, I was like, oh, she handled it. She was like, we are not, she's like giving like dumb, like,
yeah. She's like, no more killing.
And no more killing. I was like, that's kind of hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're like, smash.
Yeah, smash. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She's like, we're no more. No more tomfoolery tonight.
Absolutely not. And smash, wait, she did because she smashed the girl.
Yeah. I was like, oh, God, I wish that was my face.
Right?
Yeah.
You're like, please.
Please. Let it be me.
And it could have been. You see, if you purge.
I know.
It's in our future. Anyways. Yeah. Out of 10, what are you thinking?
I'm going to say maybe like a 6.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember it like being like, I think I watched this movie after the, like the one that was like, they all go into the street.
Mm-hmm.
So this was, it was like a little bit like more underwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care about this.
I don't care.
I don't care. I don't care. The rich, who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
I mean,
rich.
I don't want anybody to die, but like,
yeah.
If we're doing Purge Night, like, I really don't care about this family.
Yeah, and they all like kind of seem like they hate each other. Like the family members, like they need, there needs to be like some kind of
like love.
Yeah,
like anything. Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Were you afraidy or not afraidy?
I was a little afraidy.
Because you were,
yeah,
a little scared.
Yeah. Were you afraidy?
No.
Yeah.
No, I was not. Not afraidy.
Do you still get afraidy?
Parts of movies.
Yeah.
It's not usually the whole movie. It's usually parts, but
yeah.
But I'm also not a pussy, so.
Okay.
I kid you, you're great.
I'm a pussy.
Thank you for being on.
Of course.
This is the time where you plug yourself. I don't know when this is coming out, so I would, wherever they can find
you. You can find me on Instagram, Julia Lee Comedy, and
Sick. Go see her perform, do other things. Yeah. And also subscribe to us, Katie Afraidy, on all social media platforms. You know the drill. If you want extended cuts, go to the Patreon. Please and thank you. Stickers there you get for free if you join the Patreon. Ooh, join us, one of us. And before we go, We like to give good or bad advice mm-hmm. regarding the movie. I usually don't think mm-hmm. about it till this very moment. Mm-hmm. And you're in improv class, so you'll be good at it. So advice based on The Purge, I would say go out of the country. I wouldn't stay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stay.
Yeah. If you can, do some pranks. It's like not, you know, have a good time with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call your ex.
That's yeah. Break no contact.
You know what I do right now?
No. Absolutely not.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, guys, we will see you next time and stay afraidy.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.